The Life Story of St. John Bosco. Part 3. John Bosco's Ministry Begins. On June 5th, 1841, John was ordained to the priesthood in Turin. He celebrated his first Mass the next day in the Church of St. Francis of Assisi. "During my first Mass," he said, "I asked for the gift of efficacy of speech, and I think I got it." With ordination came the release of a powerful spiritual energy which, joined to his rare human gifts, was calculated to exert a lasting influence on modern youth. The beautiful lady of his dreams was not slow in showing Don Bosco — Don is the title given to priests in Italy — just what she expected him to do. On the feast of Mary Immaculate, December 8, 1841, the first sign came. While vesting for Mass, the priest heard the sacristan shrieking at a poor young boy who had sneaked into the church to get warm. "Here, call the boy back," cried Don Bosco. "He's my friend." The boy came over to Don Bosco. Don Bosco asked him, "What is your name?" "Bartholomew Corelli," the boy answered. "How old are you, Bartholomew?"
16, answered the boy.
"Can you serve Mass?"
"No."
"What do you do?"
"I'm a bricklayer," he responded, head lowered. "Your mother and father," Don Bosco continued.
"I'm alone," the boy responded sadly.
"Can you whistle?"
Don Bosco broke in. "Of course I can whistle," exclaimed Bartholomew, laughing. And that friendship, struck up on the spur of the moment, began Don Bosco's worldwide ministry to bring young people to God. He told Bartholomew to stay for Mass. After Mass, Don Bosco told the boy, "Next Sunday, bring your friends here and we'll spend the day together." The next Sunday, four ragged boys, looking badly in need of a meal and warm clothing, came to Don Bosco. They were certainly in very dire spiritual need, and their number multiplied in a few weeks, so that caring for them soon came to be a major problem. "But my girls," exclaimed the directress of the girls' orphanage, where Don Bosco was chaplain, "what would become of them?"
"You can always find a priest for them," said Don Bosco. "These boys, they need me."